Yeah, it is a very special day for me and my family and everyone else. And I can't thank the Lefty O'Dool Foundation for Kids any more than I could say. It is one of the nicest honors I've ever gotten, and my family has. So it is the Uncle Abe Award, and Al Cassiato is here from the Lefty O'Dool Foundation for Kids. Erwin Nowicki has been a donor for the award as well. Erwin, thank you for being here as well. And Judith, thank you, Judith, for being here too, Judith Garvey. Al, maybe you could talk a little bit about this Uncle Abe Award from your perspective and just explain, and then I'm going to amplify that a little bit.
Thank you, Marty. Actually, it's hard to believe that it was 6 years ago that we were at
Is this the sixth one?
Yes.
Wow.
And, it was 6 years ago that we were at the golf course, and I heard you give that speech about your Uncle Abe, and it moved us so much that that's when we talked to you about starting the Uncle Abe Award, and here we are moving through the years and just enjoying it, but it's done so much, and we're really looking forward to doing so much more with baseball, with the kids, and especially with new lefties coming.
Boy, it's wonderful. I just can't thank you enough. And just a little background on it, and growing up in Brooklyn, New York, for me, my father passed away when I was 4 and a half in 1950. And, you know, it's early in my life, and my Uncle Abe, who's married to my mother's sister, Aunt Nettie, was a Brooklyn guy, and he had come back from World War II, and I remember the memorabilia he had and all the stuff that he brought back. But he loved baseball, and he loved the Brooklyn Dodgers. And at that point, I was just 5 or 6 years old, and he sort of introduced me to what baseball was all about. And he had baseball cards, these big national exhibit cards, and he had his Brooklyn Dodger hat, and he had the old glove and all that. But he talked to me about the Brooklyn Dodgers, and it just resonated with me. It gave me some sort of community and something I could hold on to. And baseball has been a part of my life, my whole life, and it all started because Uncle Abe was there and thought enough of me and his nephew and needed somebody, and he stood up in my family and did it for me and just introduced me to baseball, and I've taken it through my life, through Miami Beach. When we moved to Miami Beach, I left Brooklyn before the Dodgers did. Miami Beach, going to law school, University of Florida, undergrad there, Florida, Miami Law School. And then in the Army Reserve, baseball went with me wherever I went. And then in 1995, when I left law, people said, well, you should sort of get involved with baseball. I said, what? How can I do that? And I went and had a little radio show at KECG 88.1. And one thing led to another. And I'm sitting here today with 3 World Series rings. And the kid from Brooklyn ended up being part of the San Francisco Giants. So I told this story. And Al Cassiato and Nick Bovis and Russ Stanley at the Lefty O'Dool Foundation for Kids heard it and said, well, we have to create an award in honor of Uncle Abe, Abe Sarrett, who did this for me. So I can't believe it's a 6th year since we had that conversation already. And we honor someone every year with the Uncle Abe Award who exemplifies what Uncle Abe did. And that was give of himself to young people to teach them the love of baseball that they'll have for the rest of their lives. And you have done that. So Steve Harris is our recipient, and he was nominated by Larry Kruger. And, of course, Larry is instrumental in kids' baseball today and told me about you. And once I heard what you did, I said, well, this is it. This is our guy. So let me give you a little bit of background about Steve Harris and why we chose him. And, Tom, please feel free to take pictures while we do it. Steve Harris was born and raised in Sacramento, played multiple sports his whole life. His wife, Erlyn, is here. 2 sons, Michael, who's 13, and David, 11. Moved to the Bay Area in 2008. First baseball coaching job was his oldest son's T-ball team when he was 5. I remember T-ball with Evan and Aaron very well, believe me. He's been coaching for 9 years, 14 teams, 6 all-star teams, 2 travel ball teams. And Larry told me how much time you put in. Currently the president of the Continental Little League in Concord. And this is a league that Larry's kids have been playing in for years. Larry's coach there. And I know his AA team, which he talks about constantly, I think they're going to be playing in the Eastern League next year. They're so good. I'm only joking. That's not going to happen. But he's been president for 3 years, on the board of directors for 7. And I know what it takes to be able to give of your time to do this. And I did it in El Cerrito baseball for Evan and Oakland for Aaron. Even when Bonnie played softball, I was involved with it. And I would be in court, and I would come in my suit and have to, you know, drive up to Vallejo for an all-star game and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I know the time it takes to do it, and you've done it. So you volunteered all these years, Steve, because you feel that Little League is the quintessential sport that bonds a community. And I'm going to read what you wrote, and then you can talk about it. Helps teach kids life lessons about hard work, dealing with adversity, teamwork, and sportsmanship, all while having fun. So you've had, I know you've enjoyed watching the players and people grow up, young men and women, and how important it is. So, Steve, you are the recipient, Steve Harris, of the Uncle Abe Award for this year. And Al, I think, let me ask Steve a couple of questions first, and then Al will make the presentation. So, Steve, congratulations. Glad to have you here.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations. You've done an amazing job, and maybe you could just tell a little bit of what it takes to be that kind of person to do this kind of job.
Yeah, you hit a lot of the key points. It's a lot of time, but it's always for the kids. And the one thing is, I would say, the honor of receiving this award isn't really just for me. Obviously, no league can run by one person. There's a team of people. So I think I'd say up front that I'll receive the reward for all those that volunteer at Continental Little League. And really beyond that, I mean, Little League International has games on ESPN now, right? The World Series there. And that runs, oddly enough, almost entirely by volunteers. I think Little League only has like 6 paid employees on their payroll, something like that. So across the world, all of these volunteers make this happen, and really it's for the kids. And I think, like yourself, when I was a kid, playing Little League meant a lot to me, and being able to watch my boys grow up and learn things, and then being able to impart that to other kids that aren't my kids, but my kids as far as the teams go and then the league goes. So it's been great.
And boys and girls, right?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we have, in our league, we have 325 kids, both boys and girls. And it's not just softball. They play, there's girls that play baseball. In fact, one of the best players in our league, the best player in our league is a girl.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a big part of my life. It's been my unconditional friend my whole life. And I wouldn't have it without Uncle Abe. And with the love you have for the game, and you think of all the kids that you have participated with who will love baseball, will take it and have their children love it too. So I'm thrilled to have you here, and I congratulate you to get the award. So Al, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve, and we're very, very proud. Tom O'Dool joins me today in presenting the Uncle Abe 2018 Award for selflessly transferring the love of baseball to the young people in the community. And we're give you a plaque for your wall at home and memories, but more importantly, here's a check for $2,500 for the league, to assist the league, and we're also going to throw in 2 Lefty O'Dool baseball cards. So we'll enjoy that, and we're going to have you join us here at the ballpark today for the game, you and the family, and we look forward to doing this next year. I have 4 grandchildren that are going to be Little Leaguers in the not-too-distant future. And one of them, Dominic, is listening right now. So, okay, so I look forward to that, and I look forward to all the work.
Boy, thank you, Al. Al Casciato, thank you so much. And Tom O'Dool, thank you. And to Nick Bovis and Russ Stanley and everyone on the board of the Lefty O'Dool Foundations for Kids. Lefty's is going to have a new location coming up, Al, which is very exciting. Lefty's is going to be opening up hopefully next month or two down at Fisherman's Wharf, which is going to be very exciting. So to go back down to Lefty O'Dool's and see Nick and everybody down there. But I couldn't be more grateful for what you guys have done. It's one of the biggest honors I've ever gotten in my life.
And it was an honor for us to do it, believe me.
I appreciate it. Steve, congratulations. All right, we've got baseball coming up.